sweetest friends this year should be a special schus for Avimor Avimorasi Sheyichyu, and for Moshe would have been Peshadina, Lebracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav, and for Yisrael Daniel Ben Shein and Dina, Lebracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav. We're going to be discussing Das Makne, the Gemara in Bava Kama, and Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, Hanosein Mos L'Shlucho. Now that was easy. We're already on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Hanosein Mos L'Shlucho. If you give Mos to your shliach, Likach Lo Chitin, in order that he should buy with this money Chitim and do money with them. And then the deal was is that the person, the shliach, will get half of the profits. And he was Mishana Midas Baal HaMos, V'lokach Mehem Se'orin, and instead of taking Chitim, he took Se'orin. Instead of wheat, barley, or Se'orin, V'lokach Mehem Chitim, or for carrots, he gave him money for barley, and instead, he took wheat. Tan Yochado, one Braisa learns, Im Pachasu, Pachasu Lo. If there are losses, the losses go to the shliach. V'im hosiru, and if there are gains, hosiru lo, the gains also go to the shliach. V'tani chad, and the other braisa says no. Im pachasu pachasu lo, if he loses, the loss is on him, on the shliach. V'im hosiru, and if there are rivachim, if there are gains, earnings, hosiru la emtza, then they go 50-50 on the earnings. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Lo kasha, it's a steer and brises. What happens in hosiru? Does it all go to the shliach or do they go 50-50? Rabbi Yechanan, lo kasha, is nishkin steer and brises. Ho, Rabbi Meir, ho, Rabbi Yehuda. The first brisa is das Rabbi Meir. The second brisa is das Rabbi Yehuda. Ho, the first brisa that says that it all goes to the shliach either way, to Rabbi Meir, to Omar, who says, in the earlier Mishnah, regarding an uman, Sheshina Midas Baal HaBayis, Shinui Konem. As it says in Kuf Amud Beis, Litzboa Lo, if somebody gave some wool to a artisan to color it into red, and instead he was Mishana Midas Baal HaBayis, and he colored it black, or vice versa, it was given for black, and he colored it red. With Meir Omer, no saying lo, the maid Samro, this person who colors the wool, gives the owner of the wool the money for his tsemer, and then the tsaba takes the tsemer for himself, because the Amishana Midas Baal HaBayis is called a gazlan, and he's kona the tsemer with a shinui. So that's the opinion that shinui kona. So here also, shishin hashliach midas baal hamos. Here also, where the shliach did differently than the owner of the money told him to do, he bought the wrong item. So the chitim and the seorim are all his. The gains are his. The losses are his. It's all his. It's all in his court. And the second braisa is b'shit that the rebbech is lemtza, that's memachte b'sah 50-50, like they call it in Borough Park. Rabbi Yehuda da'amar shinui geino kone, that's all b'shit this Rabbi Yehuda, who says that shinui is not kone. As we see there in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah doesn't want the person to be, he did something wrong, he stole, and he ends up gaining from it. He says, if the shabach is more than the yitziah, if the improvement is more than the expense, then he has to pay the baal hatzemer, just gives the expense, the lesser price. And if the expense is more than the shabach, then he gives the shabach. But shinui is not kone. So that's das Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, shinui ain't no kone. And therefore he did a shinu here, he brought the wrong item, and then if there's a revach, they go 50-50. But if they're hefseidim, the shliach loses. Because the mishaleach says, hey fella, I sent you to help me, and not to mess me over. So therefore he has to take all the losses for himself. אנחנו עכשיו מדלגים קצת בגמרא, we are skipping a little in the Gemara. נחכו עלי במערלה במערבה. In Eretz Yisrael, they laughed the Rabbi Yochanan, Alibud Rabbi Yehuda, who established the Braisa, saying that the Schar goes 50-50 according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Shinui Eino Kone. And they asked, since you hold it to Shinui, if so, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, how is the Mishaleach Kone the Chitin? The Shliach was Mishana Midas Balabayis, and he's not his Shliach. And the owner of the chitim isn't miskaven lehaknos lebal hamos es hachitim. V'chimi hodi'o lebal chitin, who told the seller of the chitim, sheyakne chitin lebal habayis, that the chitim, lebal mos, excuse me, who told him that the chitim are really not for the Mishaleach, are really the Mishaleach, the one who sent the money, that who told the owner of the wheat, the seller, that he should transfer the wheat to the owner of the money. If the seller was not aware that the agent was acting on somebody else's behalf, how would the one who appointed the agent acquire the wheat? He doesn't know he's selling it to him. So how can you say Rabbi Yochanan that the shliach doesn't get the wheat, that Shinui is not Kone? And therefore the wheat goes to the one who sent the money, the Mishaleach. Who told the owner of the wheat that he should transfer ownership of the wheat to the one who appointed the agent? He doesn't know that he's only an agent. He doesn't know he's only a Shliach. So then comes Rav Shmuel Bar Sasrati, and he says, Yachi, afilu chitin v'chitin namilo. So, if so, then even in a case where the Shliach was sent to purchase wheat, and he purchased wheat, the one who appointed the shliach should not acquire the wheat, since the seller was unaware that the shliach was acting on someone else's behalf. Why do you say that if he sent him to buy X and he bought Y, he doesn't know to give the mishaleach Y? Okay, so if he sent him to buy X and he bought X, he also doesn't know to transfer it to the mishaleach. What's the difference? Amar Rabbi Abahu, shiny chitim v'chitin, d'shlichuse ka'avid v'chibal habayis damu. Rabbi Abahu says the case of an agent who is assigned to purchase wheat and purchased wheat is different, because the shliach is performing his assignment, and as such he is like a customer. Who's the customer? The bal habayis. Who's the bal habayis? The one who appointed him. So it's as if the Baal HaBayis himself bought the wheat. So if he buys the wrong thing, then the owner of the wheat doesn't know to transfer ownership to the Mishaleach, to the Baal HaBayis, because he's not coming instead of the Baal HaBayis. He was Mishana. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that the Shliach doesn't get it, the Mishaleach gets it? The seller doesn't know to give it to the Mishaleach. But in an instance where it's Chitin v'Chitin, where he was told to buy Chitin and he bought Chitin, so there we say differently, that when he does his Shlichus, the Shlichus say Kovid, v'chi Baal HaBayis dummy, he's like the Baal HaBayis. He's like the customer, the one who appointed him. And Memela, it automatically goes into the possession of the Baal HaBayis, Gevaldik. Ad kan midivrei hagemar, mavur kan, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, ubnei ma'arava. What's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and the people of Eretz Yisrael? In an instance where the shliach was mishana mishlichuso, if he has to tell the moicher who he's buying it for, or he doesn't have to tell the moicher who he's buying it for, because the ikar is tali b'kavanas halokech who he's buying it for, and we don't need das makne that he should know to who he is being makne, to who he is selling. Rabbi Yechanan holds that we don't require that the makne should know for whom, to whom he is being makne, that the ikar is tali b'daita b'kavanas shel halokeach, who he wants to buy for. And therefore Rabbi Yechanan says, as long as he wants to buy for the balabayas, even if he is mishana midasa balabayas, it still goes to the balabayas. So it's all dependent on the kavan of the koine. But the B'nai Ma'arava say, no, that's only if the shlich is makayim shlichuso. Then he's like the mishalayach himself. But if he's mishana mishlichuso, that botel mimenu koach hashlichus, that he loses his koach hashlichus, then even the makne has to know who the kone is, and it's not enough b'kavanas kone, but rather you need kavanas makne. Beautiful. The Gemara there continues. Tana Rabbanan halokech sada b'shem chaveiro. If one purchases a field in the name of another, ein kofen oso limkor, he is not compelled to sell it, etc. And the Gemara says, my kamar, this is an ambiguous statement. What is it saying? Amar Rav Sheshes Hachi kamar, halokech sada mechaveiro, b'shem reish galuta, ein kofim oto reish galuta limkor. V'im amar al menas kofenes reish galusa limkor. This is what it's saying. With regard to one who purchases a field from another, saying that he is acting in the name of the exilarch, who is the leader of the exile, or another dominant figure, so that others will be discouraged from contesting the sale. The exilarch, the Reish Galusa, is not compelled to sell it to him, i.e., the Reish Galusa is not required to provide the purchaser with documentation that the field belongs to the purchaser. But if the purchaser said to the seller, I will purchase the field on the condition that the Reish Galusa provide me with documentation, the Reish Galusa is compelled to sell it to him, i.e., to provide him with documentation. Says Rashi, Sh'amr lo lemocher, letzorech Reish Galusa ani lokcha, v'niskavin lahatil el av eima shleyotze le'asikin. See, he says that he's buying it for the sake of the Reish Galusa, and he's doing that in order that people should be fearful and they shouldn't contest the purchase of the field. And then he writes a shtar mechira, a document of sale in the name of the Reish Galusa. And kofin Reish Galusa lachzer v'lichtov shtar mechira shumachul alokech. We do not force, compel the Reish Galusa to write a shtar mechira that he's selling it to this buyer. We go weiter in the Gemara. Amar mar halokeach sada b'shem Reish Galusa. With regard to one who purchases a field in the name of the Reish Galusa, ein kofen oso Reish Galusa limkor, the exilarch is not compelled to sell it to him. Since the Braisa only teaches that the Reish Galusa is not required to provide the purchaser with documentation that the field is his, it can be understood by inference. What's the inference? That the purchaser has nevertheless acquired the field for himself. Michlau de makne kanyale. He acquired it for himself. He doesn't have to give documentation, but he did acquire it for himself. So says the Gemara, Ibazoi, lema pliga de b'nei ma'arava. Let us say that this interpretation of the Braisa disagrees with the statement of the people of Eretz Yisrael, who say that who informed the owner of the wheat that he should transfer the wheat to the customer, since the seller assumed he was sailing the field to the Reish Galusa, the Bnei Ma'arava, the sages of Eretz Yisrael, would hold that the sail does not take effect. And says the Gemara, no. Imishumha loikashio. Kigon de ode lebal sadeva ode inhu le sade. The Gemara says, rejects this. It says, if it is due to this inference, that it is surmised that the Brice is in conflict with the opinion of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael b'nei Ma'arava, it's not shver, because we can say that the Brice, the Red Vegan Akei, is talking about a case where the purchaser informed the owner of the field, Kegon de Ode Lebal Sadeh, the Ode Inhu Lisahadeh. He informed the owner of the field, and he informed the witnesses that he intends to purchase the field for himself. In other words, the Gemara is saying, according to Bnei Ma'arava, how is it shaykh for the lokech to acquire this field? He told the mocher he's buying it for the Reish Galusa. So the makneh doesn't intend to sell it to the Reish Galusa. The makneh, to this person, the makneh intends to sell it to the Reish Galusa, so how is the lokech acquiring it? And on that the Gemara answers that be'emes, he told, the mocher told, the koine told the mocher, and he told the edim, that he's buying it for himself. Just that the shtar should be written al shem the Reish Galusa to instill fear in people that nobody contests the purchase of the field. So we see again das b'nei ma'arava that ha'moicher darf wissen tzarich ladat, the seller must to know who he is, to whom he is selling, and if not, there is a chisaron in the kinyan. Now we shift over to a Gemara in Bava Metzia on page 15b, Taf Tesvav Amud Beis. Boy mine Shmuel me Rav. Shmuel asked Rav, if one robbed another of a field and sold it, and then purchased it from the original owner, Chazar v'log mibaylam harishonim. He robbed the field, sells it, and then purchases it from the original owner. What's the halacha? Mao. Can the robber now repossess the field from the person to whom he sold it before he legally owned it? Amar le, ma marchalo rishon l'sheni, kol schus shetov liyod, the Rav said to him, no, he can't. What did the first person, the robber, sell to the second person, the purchaser, when he sold in the field? He sold him any rights to the field that will come into his possession. Consequently, the rights that the robber has now acquired are transferred to the purchaser. Frak the Gemara. My taima. What's the reason the robber would buy the land he already sold in order to retroactively uphold the sale? Mezitra said, Nichale, delo nikri gazlana. It's preferable not to be called a robber by the purchaser when the original owner demands he return the field. Rav Ashi Omar, Nichale Dleko Behim Nusay, it's preferable to maintain his reliability, to be considered an honest person. And the Gemara asks, my Binayu. And the Gemara says, what's the difference between these two reasons of maintaining his reliability, not being called a robber? But al kopanim, we see that in this case, we say that a gazlan is going to buy it for the lokeach, and the lokeach is acquiring the karka. Writes the Ramban there in the Shita Mekubetzes, ve'ukimna mishum denichal ileko mimnusei kalomar, ve'achshav shlachal ha'tzorko shel lokeach lakho. Nasa kishlucho. So now that he's buying it on behalf of the lokech. Lo kaimelon kena hardoi. The amri miyodi lebal achitim sheyikne achitim lebal mos. We don't paskin like Nahardai, who say that who told the Baal Chitim that he should be makne sheyakne achitim lebal mos. No, here he doesn't know, have to know, to whom he is selling it. Inami, hacha diyada demachra, kimle dilitzorech lokeach lakcha, hilkach kana halokeach miyad hamocher shehu hanigzal, ve'afal pi she'amar hagazlan v'tzoveach, achar shelokcha miyad. since he knows that he sold it. Kimle Dilitzorach lo kechlach, as he knows that he's selling it for the, for he's buying it for the buyer. So when the robbed party is selling it to this thief, he's really selling it to the buyer. However, the Rashba says, only like the second teretz, not like the first teretz, that we don't paskin like Nardai, that mihodia labala chitim sheyikne yakne chitim labalamos. He just brings the second teretz to the Ramban. Not that we don't paskin like that, and the Makna doesn't have to know, but rather the Nigzal knows that he's selling it, so he wants to be Makna it to the ultimate buyer. So it's mashma that the Rashba is paskining, like the Bnei Ma'arava, that you need to know who you're selling it to. Right, so the Bnei Ma'arava we had learned earlier, not Narada, Bnei Ma'arava we learned earlier said that you have to know who you're selling it to. And the Rashba paskins that way. According to the Rabban's first teretz, we don't paskin like the Bnei Ma'arava, but according to the second teretz of the Ramban, we do paskin like the Bnei Ma'arava, and that's the only teretz of the Rashba, that we do paskin like the Bnei Ma'arava, that you have to know, the Makan has to know, who he's selling to. Ramban, he has two terutzim, and according to the first teretz, we don't paskin like the Bnei Ma'arava, and we don't require that the makne should know who he's being makne to. And if somebody wants to buy it for his friend, he doesn't have to tell the mocher that he's not buying it for himself, he's buying it for his friend. But Rashba seems to hold like the Bnei Ma'arava. That when you're buying for your friend, the mamon shelo, and you don't tell the kona that you're buying it for your friend, Rabbi Yochum says that your friend isn't kona. Machin Ephraim, Hochashilchim Simon Yuches holds like the Ramban. So the Ketzos in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Kot Dalet proves that the halacha is not like the Bnei Ma'arava. And Memela, he doesn't have to know who he is selling it to, like the first teretz of the Ramban. So basically, we have a machlokes haposkim, if we paskin like the Bnei Ma'arava, or we don't paskin like the Bnei Ma'arava. Do you have to know who you're selling it to? Or do you not have to know who you're selling it to? The Amaravas say you do. Others say you don't. And we have a machlokas what the halacha is. So, Rav Shimon Shkop, Bov Metzi and Simon Yud Zayin, says the Ikrei Dvarim that we're about to say. Look also in Mechalkas Yov and Choshen Mishpat and Simon Hay. And this was said by the Pri Moshe and Simon Gimel, on Yanni Kinyanim. To explain as follows, that the Nidon and the Achronim, Begeder Das Makne Bekinyanim, is all that is needed from the Makne is a Haskama, that he should agree that the kone should be kone from him, and the pu'ulas hakinyan is done by the kone, and so is machma from the ktsos and simites sif katan aleph, who explains the svar of the bala iter that even though taluv is zavin is effective, aval talu liknos lo moil, that when someone is compelled to sell, it's effective. But when one is compelled to buy, then it's not effective. And he explains the reason that the emes betalu rak ones v'lo ratzin. Talu, when a person's compelled, when he's hung up, it's an ones, it's not a ratzin, and because of this, lo moel liknos. It doesn't affect, it's not effective to buy. Aval limkor, it's enough to be mocher, it's enough to sell, but not enough to buy. So you see that that's the chiluk, that the kone is making the kinyan, and the makana just has to be maskim, and therefore it's enough for das makana afilu kishetalu limkor. That's also considered that there's a haskama, but taluhu liknos isn't effective because we require das gemura for the chalos hakinyan. Or the other side is it's not enough. The makana is also poel beetzem hakinyan shebedaito lahaknos. That's considered that he's mavir baaluso. You need his das to the to be mavir to the kone. And just like the kone is poel b'kinyan, so to the makne is doing a pulas hakna. And if so, maybe that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yechanan and the Bnei Ma'arava. And also la halacha they argue. If we say that the makne is not mishatef pula b'etzim hakna, he isn't a partner in the etzim hakna, he's just a maskim shakone yikne. So it's mistaber that since he was maskim, what's the nafkamina who the kone is? So therefore he doesn't have to know who the person is acquiring it for, because he's not an active player. You just need him not to be opposed. You just have to, he's masking. He has no problem with it, but he doesn't need an active, strong haskam, rutzen. But if we say that the makne is a partner in the etzem pulus hakna, so it's more mistaber, shetzarech sheyeda lemihu makne, that he has to know to whom he is being makne. So that would be a possible Havana in the Machlokos in these Gemaras. And with that Yisod of this Chakira, Das Makne, does it require Haskama or active Hakna, we will be able to explain a lot more, many more Inyanim. And Bitziyata Deshmaya Bitzos Hashem Darkeinu, that is our job for the next Shir. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved things.